Parliament has hailed the opportunity for cooperation with the Maldives government in the tourism sector, including in the provision of human resources and boosting workforce capacity. The Deputy for Industry and Investment at the Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Abayani Mustafa, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the Maldives government is interested in establishing cooperation for the provision of human resources for the tourism sector. The Health Ministry has requested the Indonesian Health Council to revoke the registration certificate of an obstetrician in Garut, West Java, who is accused of harassing his patient. And the Ministry's Health Communication and Public Service Bureau noted that the statement on Wednesday that if the investigation found violations of ethics and professional discipline, the Indonesian Health Council would thoroughly revoke the registration certificate of doctor concerned. That's the news.
Yeah.
Sate clatter is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate clatter only uses salt, it can create a sandwich. Jakarta. Well, I'm glad you still feel enthusiastic in doing your little activities, whatever it is. This must be done wholeheartedly by yourself, because this can also, as you know, can be a very good concentration. Every day you do it, every day you do activities, as a new step to reach on a second higher places, on a second step, on a next step, in order to make your capabilities much better than before. Well, this is that time for me to show you our wise words. Now it is from Bung Tomo. Do you know Bung Tomo? Yes. Bung Tomo is Indonesian national hero. He said, "One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place." Bung Tomo play a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. And then he moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Jadi orang jangan pelit. Lengkap dari batu, lengkap di kolanya terang. Lengkap tangan cantik.
Yeah, so sometimes worry is with type of mencari berkah. Yes, if you want to live happily, just find something based on God's will, God's revelation, because this can give us such benefit or boon for the sake of our life. Yes, that was the song from Wally with title Cari Berkah. Yes. Well, listener, it seems that we must, especially I am a Faisal, and also the Quran would like to say thank you very much for all of your time and attention to listen to and even watch our program. And we hope that what we have already given to you, share you, can be much with us, can increase and improve about your information or insight, especially about Indonesia, and feel entertained by listening to our songs. And hopefully you stay tuned at www.voice.id, because our colleague and I would like to continue at 12 p.m. accompany you up to starting from 12 o'clock p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. So remember, you are, stay tuned at www.voice.id. Now I'd like to share the song from Pipex with title Sakit Hati.
Which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda, or symbol of peace. What we call still a building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of governance used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the original government. Without we ask, apparently it just knows what we will ask. Should then experience more.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT, or Neighborhood Unit, Railway Community Unit, and Hamlet Head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
As
adat ya. Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh
as it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga, because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism cities. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1 house hectare in size, consisting of 114 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses, that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Or meeting place, kampung, and public rice barn. To piss off the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Agung. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ita then explains Bumi Agung to us.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Agung, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Agung is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony rituals to start here, like the Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, and or other Islamic sacred holidays. Islamic rites and ancestors of Prophet Muhammad in 2011, Salon or other people activity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony planned by Kampung Naga. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean, and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, there is something to add about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat, seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga. Everything has mandate, like in here, for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now, and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains affected. We have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Kampung, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Kampung are considered taboo.
So what becomes taboo cannot prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic rites, and Sawal.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga. portion, and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the dancers who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the dancers will voluntarily give the host some money. Making corn dowry is simple. Firstly, we must grind the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Firstly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn dowry with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the corn dowry. Finally, corn dowry is ready to serve. Corn dowry is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying corn dowry will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.